This is Sam Sebrin from Athens, and you are listening to WGXC Acra 90.7 FM and WGXC.org.
Listen to music and voices. Listen to work and play. Listen to eat and drink. Listen to noise and fun. Listen to pink and blue. Listen to a heart rainbow. Listen to wizards and witches. Listen to jazz play. Listen to dogs and mice. Listen to Rome and Italy. Listen to Mars and Venus. Listen to the planet. Listen to teeth and trunks. Listen to Kaizen and Violet. Listen to Stars and Stripes. Listen to Texas. Listen to bells and waterfalls. Listen to churches and steeples. Dance and sing and listen and bells. Listen to making things, stripes and zigzags. Bike riding and zigzagging. No, listen to bike riding and curving. Listen to the radio going on and on. Listen to the radio WGXC.
WGXC underwriting is provided in part by Upstate Films, a nonprofit theater connecting the Hudson Valley through transformative cinematic experiences in both Rhinebeck and Saugerties, and now opening this month Upstate Midtown in Kingston. The grand opening celebration on September 19th, 20th, and 21st features screenings of Orwell, 2 plus 2 equals 5, A Strange Journey, The Story of Rocky Horror, and Linda, Linda, Linda. Information and tickets at upstatefilms.org.
Wave Farms WGXC is made possible in part by the generous support of Peter Brock of Tivoli, New York. WGXC supporters care deeply about creative community radio. Their generosity and investment keep this unique station viable. You too can become a monthly supporter by going to WGXC.org/donate and establishing a donation at the amount of your choosing. We hope you will do so. Thank you so much for your support.
Ever since songwriters started writing songs, they have written songs about a rose.
About a rose.
Red roses, blue roses, old roses, new roses. Roses from the south and east and west. But here's the rose song that I love the best.
The best.
Show me a rose, I'll show you a girl who cares. Show me a rose, or leave me alone. Show me a rose, I'll show you a stag at bay. Show me a rose, or leave me alone. She taught me how to do the tango down where the palm trees sway. I called her Rosa Mia, and she called a spade a spade. Show me a rose, I'll show you a storm at sea. Show me a rose, or leave me alone. One night in Bixby, Mississippi, we watched the clouds roll by. I said, my dear, how are you? And she whispered, so am I. Show me a rose, I'll show you a girl named Sam. Show me a rose, or leave me alone.
Show me a rose.
Show me a rose.
A friend.
me until you show me a rose.
A fragrant rose.
Look what they done to my song. Look what they done to my song. Well, it's the only thing that I could do half right, and it's turning out all wrong, Ma. Look what they done to my song. Look what they done to my brain, Ma. Look what they picked it like a chicken bone, and I think I'm half insane, Ma. Look what they done to my soul. I wish I could find a good book to live in. Wish I could find a good book. Well, if I could find a real good book, I'd never have to come out and look at what they done to my soul. La 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 la. It'll all be all right, Ma. Maybe it'll all be okay. Well, if the people are buying tears, I'll be rich someday, Ma. Look what they've done to my son. Ils ont changé ma chanson, Ma. Ce n'est pas bon, Ma. Ils ont changé ma chanson. Look what they done to my song, Ma. Look what they done to my song, Ma. Well, they tied it up in a plastic bag, turned it upside down, Ma. Look what they done to my soul. Ils ont changé ma chanson, Ma. Ils ont changé ma chanson. C'est la seule chose que je peux faire, et ce n'est pas bon, Ma. Ils ont changé ma chanson. Look what they done to my soul, Mama. Look what they done to my soul. It's the only thing I could do all right, and they turn it upside down. Mama, look what they done to my soul.
Welcome you all to Gregory Forte's Radio Museum here on WGXC. What I'm lucky enough to do when I get on the air is play you some voices from radio's past.
some old DJs, some old storytellers, some monarch, what do you call them? People who do monologues. And there's also a recipe later on in the show. Tonight, I am going to play you a recording from 1996. It is a recording of Spalding Gray. And Spalding Gray was part of a downtown Worcester group. He was a writer, playwright. He would do these long monologues. He did something called Swimming to Cambodia back in 1987 that people might be aware of. But anyway, this is something he did later on. A movie called Grey's Anatomy. Anyway, the movie was about him seeking alternative medicine for an eye condition. So we're going to hear about 20 minutes of that monologue. It's going to start with people being interviewed about whether they would go through what he's going through. Anyway, before that, we're going to continue with this Italian mandolin music, and then a couple of tunes before we hear a recording from Spalding Gray's 1996 monologue called The Sweat Lodge. Thank you.
has gone up to the skies. Things like that drive me out of my mind. I watched it for a little while. I like to watch things on TV. Satellite of love, satellite of love, satellite of love, satellite of love. Satellite's gone way up to Mars. Soon it'll be filled with parking cars. I watched it for a little while. I love to watch things on TV. Satellite of love, satellite of love, satellite of love, satellite of. I've been told that you've been bold with Harry, Mark, and John. Monday and Tuesday, Wednesday through Thursday, with Harry, Mark, and John. Satellite's gone up to the skies. Things like that drive me out of my mind. I watched it for a little while. I love to watch things on TV. Satellite of love, satellite of love, satellite of love, satellite of love.
Tried Indian sweat ceremony. I don't think it could be much stranger than my trip to the hypnotherapist, and maybe it'd be more successful. Who knows?
I don't think so. An Indian sweat ceremony. Never heard of it.
That's a pretty mystic idea. Indian sweat ceremony. It sounds interesting, but I don't think so.
I wouldn't like to participate in an Indian sweat lodge because it's a dark place full of smoke and it's too damn hot for me.
An Indian sweat ceremony could be interesting, especially if you're going to be around female Indians sweating.
Minneapolis in winter, perfect time to sweat. I'm glad I went out. It was really interesting. She had about 15 followers, all practicing these Native American rituals. She started out by doing the peace pipe ritual in a barn. It was very cold, very cold. She's calling the spirits from the four directions. Then she takes us outside. Now, the sweat lodge is all built, if you've never seen one, traditional Indian sweat lodge. It's a low dome made by saplings that are all interwoven. And over it, of course, the Indians would put animal skins, buffalo skins. In this case, they had blue plastic and canvas tarpaulin. And, oh, the fire. The firekeeper had the fire going since 6 in the morning, so the rocks were very hot to make the steam. We go out, we're standing there, knee-deep in snow, and Zarya says, all right, take off your clothes and throw them in the snow. And we do it. We do whatever she says. Now we're standing naked, knee-deep naked in the snow, like these freezing refugees, and we have to line up to go in the sweat lodge. Well, I'm ready to get it. I'm in fourth place as quick as I can get over there in the line, and I'm looking around, and I notice all these people around me, there are no Native Americans there. Basically, they look Swedish. So we're told that before we go into the sweat lodge, we have to cry out to the sky the phrase, all my ancestors. So we're ready. First person, all my ancestors. All my ancestors. All my ancestors. They're in. Comes my turn. I go, all my ancestors. And I start in the sweat lodge and I stop and I think, wait a minute. All my ancestors? Now, who were they? Because my father just finished the family tree and I remembered going over it. And I remembered some of the names. John Proctor, the Right Reverend Curtis Fox Gray and his wife, Thankful Atherton Gray, Colonel Simeon Spaulding, Captain Edward Spaulding, Brigadier General John Crane, the only man wounded at the Boston Tea Party. And I think, all my ancestors? Who were they? Pilgrims. What did they do shortly after they came to America? Kill the Indians. Where was I going? An Indian sweat lodge. Good luck.
Ooh, and I go into the tent. It's not warm in there. It's not even hot in any way. It's musty, cold, dank, dark. There's about 15 of us, men and women, naked, sitting in a circle on top of hay, which is on top of the snow. And Azaria starts telling us what's going to happen. She says there'll be four rounds of prayers. The first round will be to set intention, prayer for intention or attitude, what we want to maintain throughout the whole ceremony, which could be anywhere from 2.5, 3 hours. You know, you just never know. And then the second round of prayers will be the prayers for friends and loved ones. Then the third round, which is very important, the third round is that we give away or renounce anything that we're attached to that we no longer want to be attached to, you know, like, say, an eye condition. Now, but this is very important, she says. On the third round, do not in any way, please, take on the other person's giveaway. Don't identify with whatever the pathology is that's being passed around. Just let it go right out through the tent, please, or you could be very sick. And the fourth round is not exactly a round of prayers, but what happens is hot rocks are brought in, and then she pours cold water over them, and we just sit there and listen to them steam. And if we listen very carefully, you see these rocks may give valuable information. All right? Now, before we begin, what we have to say is the procedure is this. We have to say, oh, great spirit, my name is. Then you state your name, you do your prayer, then you say, I have spoken, to indicate that the next person can go. And I do hope it goes smoothly because there are quite a few of us. And in the firekeeper brings the first hot rocks and pours them in the pit. And Azaria pours the cold water and psh, whoa, whoo, steam starts coming up and it's hot. Let me tell you, across my chest, I can feel it. I thought, oh, could get very warm in here. And the first rounds of prayers start out slowly, rounds of first intention. Oh, great spirit, my name is Shelley, and I pray that I can maintain a sincere and open attitude during this sacred ceremony. I have spoken. Oh, great spirit, my name is Seth, and I pray that I can maintain a humble attitude during this sacred ceremony. I have spoken. Oh, great spirit, this is Spaulding speaking, and I pray that I can maintain a sincere and open attitude during this sacred ceremony and not pollute it with my heady analysis and ironic commentary and end up turning this sacred event into just another story I will try to sell to the American public. I have spoken. And everyone in the tent goes, ho, 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 which I take to be a kind of cheerleading attitude to say, hey, let's see if you can pull that one off. More hot rocks are brought in. We're going into round two. We're praying for friends and loved ones. Oh, man, it's steaming up. I can't even see across the other side of the tent. People are groaning down on their sides. I'm getting down on my side, trying to breathe some fresh air in under where the tent hits the ground. And we're praying for friends and loved ones. I pray for Renee. I pray that at last she'll get a Hollywood film script to write that she really likes, that will be funny, that will pay her well and get made. And I pray for friends with AIDS. Pooh, oh boy, more hot rocks are brought in. We're going into round three. We're gonna do the giveaway. And I'm down on my side now, panting. All I can think of is my health club in New York City. I see in my mind's eye the sign for the steam room. Do not exceed 10 minutes under any circumstances. And I think, whoo, who was this Azarias Thornburg? Saw her head turned into a ball of white light. Does that mean she's not trying to kill me? And people are down on the ground praying.
Oh, great spirit, my name is Shelley. I want to give away my pride. I have spoken.
Oh, great spirit, my name is Seth, and I want to give away my macho attitude. I have spoken.
Oh, great spirit, this is Tara speaking. I want to give away my craving for caffeine. I have spoken.
Oh, great spirit, my name is Ingrid. I want to give away my gluttony. I have spoken.
Oh, great spirit, this is Spalding speaking, and I want to give away the fear that I'm about to have a heart attack at any minute. And just as I say that, a guy next to me about my age with a beard grabs his chest and goes, my heart is popping, my heart is popping, my heart is popping. And he runs out of the sweat tent, and I'm fine. He just took all my fear and ran right out the door with it. Azaria says, someone has broken the sacred circle here. Do you hear me? No one is to leave this sweat lodge in the middle of the ceremony. Now we are about to sit here and listen to the Hot Rocks theme and possibly talk. If you feel you have to go, go now. But as soon as that tent flap is closed, no one leaves. Now, I am both very claustrophobic and find it difficult to take orders. But I am determined to get through this sweat ceremony. I just hope that the Hot Rocks don't talk too long. Firekeeper brings the Hot Rocks in, puts them in the pit. Azaria pours the cold water over. Just as she does this, one of her members of her lodge jumps up, a guy with a ponytail down to his ass, rushes for the door. Azaria hurls her naked body in front of him and yells, get back, lame deer, get back. He falls back on the hay going, shit, fuck, fuck, shit. Everyone else is going, ho, 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 ho. They're hoeing him. They're hoeing him down. Ho, ho. And at last we sit there in silence and listen to the Hot Rocks steam. And I didn't understand a word. And I stepped out of that sweat lodge and I felt triumphant. I had made it through. I don't know how long I'd been in there. 2.5, 3 hours. The sun was going down. Like a big sun, like a big red sun, casting rivers of red across the crusty white snow. I could have rolled in that snow on my new naked body. I'm standing there, feeling this internal heat pouring out. And Azaria comes over and says, Spalding, what is wrong with you? Nothing. What are you talking about? I feel great. No. When the time came for you to talk about your eye condition, you began babbling about a heart attack. Oh. Oh. Oh, God. And I realized I was still the child who had to act on his most immediate fears.
Well, that was an example of what we try to bring you every time I get to do a show here. People who tell good, interesting stories. Again, that was Spalding Gray from a bigger piece called Gray's Anatomy, about him seeking counsel on an eye problem, which ultimately led him to a psychic surgeon. We're rounding the Italian portion of the show here on the Radio Museum. And what I do is give you recipes. I play you some family recipes and also a little bit of Italian music. So I'm going to play you a 1929 recording of Tito Scrupa. And then after that, we're going to hear a 1962 recording of a woman named Nina from Rome.
Stasera, comare natura, voglio canta, croce o viento, barchetta leggera, nante fu filleva me porta già. Già se sento la voce di darre, umari fa in pensiero per me. Senza lume arriva mare, quando bella fa la mare, miete stelle carute stasera, ne tengo in tue braccia, si tu. Stelle sperdute per mare, bella nascondere cercano a te, ma tu cuore fedele attaccata, giura morte c'è sparte mare. Arriva mare, quanto è bella per amare, miete stelle carute stasera, ne tengo in te braccia.
Thank you. craft recipe for your basic fresh tomato sauce, the staple of any fine Italian meal. First, you start off with, let's say, 2 pounds of tomatoes, plump tomatoes, ripe. Cut them into small cubes, medium-sized cubes. Salt them well, put them in a strainer, and put them on the side for about an hour. Let the water drain out of them. After that, take a pan, put a liberal amount of fresh virgin olive oil on the bottom of the pan. Heat up the oil. Take 3 or 4 cloves of garlic, finely chopped. Some flakes of hot red pepper in the oil. When the garlic is nice and just starting to brown, you throw the tomatoes in. Turn the heat up. Cook them. It doesn't take very long. Within a half hour, add salt. I like a liberal amount of fresh pepper. Just before it's ready, a little bit of basil, and that's it. Keep it simple, delicious. Throw it over any dry pasta. And within 45 minutes of starting to cook the meal, you'll have dinner on the table. Enjoy. Bon appetit.
A chance for me, then I don't care. Fools rushing where wise men never go, but wise men never fall in love. So how are they to know? When we met, I felt my life begin. So open up your heart and let this fool rush in. We'll be right back.
Well, thank you, Mr. Ellington, for bringing on that force. So I hope you got a chance to write down my brother Michael's tomato recipe. I believe it's my mother's recipe, to tell you the truth. I think it's just me missing the red pepper flakes. But it's delicious nonetheless, and it's graced our table for years. I have the opportunity to play, let me see, I have some more time to play a couple of more tunes. I want to thank you for listening. This has been Gregory Forte's Radio Museum. Again, I bring raconteurs, storytellers to the air. Tonight we got to hear Spalding Gray from a recording from 1996. Next week with Halloween and next time I'm on the air is in October. So I'm thinking kind of Halloween scary stuff. We're going to have a reading of a Flannery O'Connor short, gothic, scary, as always, Flannery O'Connor style story. But before then, we're going to hear some more music. Enjoy Lamb Chop.
Brothers, they are evil, and the old friends of today, they have become unlovable. To whom can I speak today? The gentleness has perished, and the violent man has come down on everyone. To whom can I speak today? The wrong which roams the earth, there can be no end to it, it is just unstoppable. Death is in my sights today, and when a man desires to see home after many years in jail, February through December, we had such a tragic year. Separate as the fingers, or suddenly as one as the hand.
Than you could ever really be.
I started slow and steady. I went from cola to a bee. Liquor I steer clean. When I saw you there, something inside of me switched on. And when I switched to the whiskey, then I knew that I was gone. He makes you sweeter than you are. If I'd quit drinking sooner, I'm sure I wouldn't have gone that far. Now the haze is lifted, I can see whiskey makes you sweeter than you could ever really be. Sweetheart, that is what you said to me. You handed me a shot glass, and I drank down hungrily. I was lost in dreams of sweet things running through. If it wasn't for the whiskey, I'd have run away instead. 'Cause the whiskey makes you sweeter than you are. If I'd quit drinking sooner, I'm sure I wouldn't have gone that far.
Gentlemen, boys and girls, the chocolate room. Hold your breath. Make a wish. Count to three.
Come with me, and you'll be in a world of pure imagination. Take a look, and you'll see into your imagination. We'll begin with a spin, traveling in the world of my creation. What we'll see will defy explanation. If you want to view paradise, simply look around and view it. Anything you want to do it, want to change the world, there's nothing to it. No life I know to compare with pure imagination. Living there, you'll be free if you truly wish to be.
I want to thank everybody for listening to the Radio Museum. We started with Groucho Marx and ended with Gene Wilder. A little Spalding Gray in the middle and some Italian music. Keep listening to WGXC. You'll hear some more wonderful music. Good night, everybody. Thanks for listening.